This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Zimbabwe's main opposition party on Tuesday called for last week's elections to be rerun, saying the polls were riddled with flaws and calling on other African countries to help mediate its impasse with the ruling party. Citizens Coalition for Change deputy spokesperson Gift Siziba.
The only resolution and way forward articulated by CCC for avoidance of doubt and confusion is that Zimbabwe needs a fresh and broad and proper election.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa of the ruling party was declared the winner in a vote late on Saturday. A wildfire burning in northeastern Greece for 11 days has destroyed an area larger than New York City, according to the European Union-backed Climate Change Service on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Fueled by gale force winds and hot weather, the fire that began near the city of Alexandroupolis quickly spread across the Evros region. It killed at least 20 people last week, making it Europe's deadliest blaze this summer. A European Commission spokesperson outlined the body's relief efforts.
We are facing the largest wildfire ever recorded in the EU. In this context, we have mobilized 12 aircraft from our rescue fleet, together with over 400 firefighters and 60 vehicles.
Aircraft and hundreds of firefighters from Serbia, Slovakia, the Czech Republic and Albania are battling the flames.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Hurricane Idalia gained fury over the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday as it crawled toward the U.S. state of Florida's Gulf Coast, forcing evacuations in low-lying coastal areas expected to be swamped when the powerful storm hits overnight. This is VOA News. Sudanese leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan on his first official trip outside Sudan since the outset of the country's bloody conflict says he has no desire to seize power unilaterally and continue to run the country indefinitely. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Despite Burhan's optimistic message, reports from the Sudanese capital and other parts of the country suggested that the conflict may be intensifying. Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV showed live video from Khartoum showing plumes of black smoke rising from the industrial sector of the capital's twin city of Omdurman. The French news agency also reported that more than two dozen people were killed in an attack in the city of Niala in Sudan's western Darfur region. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said U.S. companies have complained to her that China has become uninvestable, pointing to fines, raids, and other actions that have made it risky to do business in the world's second largest economy. The comments made to reporters aboard a high-speed train as her delegation of U.S. officials headed from Beijing to Shanghai provided a bleak picture of how American firms view China and was the bluntest Raimondo has been on her trip. Chemical and manufacturing giant 3M has agreed to pay $6 billion to settle lawsuits from U.S. service members who said they had hearing loss or other serious injuries after using the company's earplugs. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Hundreds of thousands of veterans and current service members sued 3M and Aero Technologies, a company that 3M acquired, over the combat arms earplug products, according to a law firm representing the service members, who alleged that a defective design allowed the products, which were intended to protect ears from close-range firearms and other loud noises, to loosen slightly and allow hearing damage. The settlement consists of $5 billion in cash and $1 billion in 3M stock. The company maintains the agreement was not an admission of liability and says the products are safe when used properly. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday congratulated Bernardo Arvelo on his election as the next president of Guatemala, but added the United States remains, quote, concerned with continued actions by those who seek to undermine Guatemala's democracy. Guatemala's Supreme Electoral Tribunal on Monday ratified the victory of center-left candidate Arvelo in the country's presidential election, although a new bid to suspend the president-elect's party sowed fresh confusion about the fraught process. I'm Joe Ramsey.